Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Yeah, it's a Football Friday here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Scratch that. Victory Football Friday. The Texans get probably their biggest win of the season versus the Buffalo Bills, a 23-19 victory. They hold on late. Most sacks that Josh Allen has taken in his career, 8 of them things, spread out pretty evenly on that defense. You get to see a little Christian Kirk get active. You see Jaden Higgins have a little bit of a, do we call that a breakout performance?
Oh, yeah.
For the young man.
Oh, absolutely.
He run the ball pretty well.
Andre Ware was really proud.
Was man.
It's like a young boy growing up.
Oh, man.
What
it kind of was.
What a performance. The question that I've been asking is, do
welcome
you believe,
to the party, Christian Kirk.
Yeah, man.
About damn time, man. Right,
yeah. Question I've been late. Asking is, do you believe, right? And I'm not saying, do you think that this is the best team in the league or anything, but do you believe? Like, are mm-hmm. you in that place? Because I've seen folks that were like, hey, man, stop talking about the playoffs, right? They were not in that place. It's honestly, there was a point where I was just sitting and marveling
mm-hmm.
that this team is here after starting 0-3, after 2-4. It felt like, look, I'm going to be honest about this. I've rode the roller coasters to some extent. Like, mm-hmm. after that Seattle Seahawks game, I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, well, sure, we all were.
Like, Monday night at Seattle was an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to be here where another primetime game, which, again, they have not been – pretty good in these moments. I think Figgy, we were talking about that this morning before the show. They haven't been in these moments and delivered. This is probably like
never delivered like this.
Yeah, like this has got to be one of the best, if not the right. best, moments that they've delivered, like performances that they've delivered in this like time. They,
just dominating.
They are the NFL's story today. Not Patrick Mahomes, not Travis Kelce, not Josh Allen, not just all the usual hits and suspects.
Josh Allen on the other side, right? Because we've seen instances where, oh, man, the Texans' defense was good or whatever, but we're talking
what's
about
what's wrong with the Buffalo Bills.
Exactly. What's wrong with Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you believe? Do you mm-hmm. believe has been the question. Let's hit the phone line. Figgy, I'll let you, because, I mean, yeah, our phone line extraordinaire. Let me know where we're going.
Yeah, let's go to Joseph Chavez.
All right, Joseph what's
up, man?
He's
putting all his business out there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Yo.
Okay, so I have a question, or what I'm noticing. Whenever Mills is in the game, there's less offensive penalties on the line versus when Stroud's in the game. And I'm wondering, is it Mills at under center, or is it Stroud under center that's causing the penalties instead of just the offensive line? And then the other thing is whenever Mills is in the pocket, he's always finding the strength. He's in the pocket where he's moving towards the strength of the offense, and Stroud isn't.
Appreciate you, Joseph.
Look, I'm glad he went there. You know, there's going to be the Mills versus Stroud stuff, but I'm glad he went to just, you know, the actual sort of the process of the
game.
Kind
of comparison.
Yeah, the process of the game. I don't think that's a bad point, but let's remember this, and I think this is the most important thing. The offensive line has found some consistency.
Consistency is a funny word to use.
Under Dave, some consistency.
They've done some moving and shaking over the last few weeks.
No, in terms of performance. They've found some consistency in terms of performance. Since they kind of switched, and then now they switch to my favorite, rotation on the offensive line. That, I was so happy. I didn't even see it. I was outside, and you texted that to me. You know, this is going to be the likely offensive line. I was like, yes. but so maybe there are other mitigating factors here. Davis Mills, even safer, or maybe quicker to certain reads. But I really think a lot of it is he's getting the time, and the offensive line is not, you know, tripping all over it.
No sacks in this game. Yeah. In fact, very minimally pressured in this game. Mm-hmm. Davis was talking about this after, and he gave credit to the offensive line. I think that is absolutely a part of it. They're mm-hmm. finding a level of consistency on the offensive line, and lo and behold, look at what the offensive line is. A bunch of big boys, right? Mm-hmm. Ariante Ershery at left tackle, Titus Howard at left guard, which I want to salute Titus Howard. I always thought that it seemed like he might not be all that willing to move around, if for no other reason than D'Amico Ryans, Nick Cassero. Anytime they got to talk about it, they were like profusely thanking somebody. You know how when you have to ask somebody something that they don't want to do? How you make
hey,
sure
can
to
you work on a Saturday?
Hey, but no, I really appreciate it. Thank you. I appreciate it so much.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Like, that's what it felt like. Yeah. He's over there moving, and he's playing on the left guard, playing fantastic.
Yeah.
I feel what I feel about Jake Andrews, but he's a center that's helped coordinate mm-hmm. and organize this. Ed Ingram has probably been the best offensive lineman this year to my eyes, at, you know, getting being aggressive, physical. And then Trent Brown mm-hmm. he looked better than last week. Mm-hmm. And I think that big size, it gives them what they're looking for. But to the Davis Mills in particular, because I don't want to sidestep that, I do think that Davis Mills has managed the pocket pretty well. CJ was managing the pocket pretty well. Yeah. I think some of the things that people complain about with CJ, we've seen Davis do a little bit of that as well in this instance. I think that it's the growth of the offensive line. I think that they're finding a little bit of consistency. And I do think that Davis at the line, though, to give him his credit, it does feel like he does a good job of
there
kind
is
of,
some of that. You can see it.
Controlling the line, you know, getting protection set. It does feel like he does a good job of that. But I don't know that it's going to be so significant to where it's like Mills good for offensive line, CJ bad for offensive line. I don't subscribe to that. We'll see what it looks like as when CJ gets back to playing. Back to the phone lines.
Missy, what's going on?
Hey there, guys.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey, I almost said good afternoon. I'm rushing the day around. I just want to say I love you guys, and this is my first time actually getting through to y'all. So I'm waiting to go into a doctor's appointment, and I just wanted to say this is my first time, but I do love you guys,
thank you.
Do a great job.
Appreciate it. Do you believe, Missy?
Say it again?
Do you believe?
I do believe, and I'm so on a high from last night's game. It just is unbelievable. So I'm not saying the playoffs either, but heck, we're doing a great job. I just had a quick question on the Mills comment as well. Should we keep Mills in or put CJ in for next game?
Yeah.
Is this what we're doing? Is this what we're doing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
She threw a curveball. Actually, it's not a curveball. That was a layup. Okay, so we're going to have a Davis Mills discussion. Here's what I would say about Davis Mills, okay? Is it possible to have a discussion about Davis Mills without turning it into a Davis versus CJ debate. I don't think that's possible. I don't think that's possible. But let's just put it here, Reggie. I don't think, all due respect to Ron Cho Hughley, I don't think we're ever going to forget what he did here in these three games. And I think when you talk about what the team is becoming, it started to really become that under Davis Mills. Should he be the starter? My opinion, absolutely not. But he has been spectacular. It is fair to compare and contrast what they're doing, as the previous caller did. It's fair to compare and contrast what they're doing. And if you want to be on pace, guy, his numbers over the course of a 17-game season are spectacular. Almost 4,100 yards passing, 28 touchdowns, 6 interceptions.
Mm.
So we can talk about how good he has been and appreciate how good he has been. He may want to be a starter and probably now will be a starter in this league next year. But C.J. Stroud is the guy until it all comes off the rails.
Well, I think we'll definitely have more time to talk about this because I want to give it the time it's due because a lot of people are having this question. It's not just Mitzi. We're seeing this on the text line. I've seen people ask this on social media. I want to give it the time it's due, but I do also want to appreciate this. And I want to get to one more caller here as we're asking, do you believe? Like, that's where I've started with this game. Let's go to Patricia. Patricia, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, I don't know about the believing thing. You know, I'm just one of those long-time, long-suffering Houston sports fans who I'm just waiting for another shoe to drop. I'm very excited. I'm very excited after last night. But let me ask, it leads me to this question. Our defense, oh, my God, I couldn't believe last night. I literally could not believe what I was seeing with my own two eyes. If we got the number one defense in the league, who's got number two? And how does it compare to ours? And with their number two defense, what's their offense look like? What are we up against?
Off the top, okay, let me
ain't get, no comparisons.
Biggie said, we ain't not talking about number two. Lions don't concern themselves with the opinions of sheep.
let me say this, though, because we're kind of catching that vibe with a couple of calls here. Believe. You asked the question, you know, believe. Because you're talking, I mean, I'm someone who has been burned and hurt and, you know, seen so much disaster and heartbreak over the last 35, 40 years. I get it, but believe, because, Patricia, this defense is that good. And then second point, and I think this is crucial. There were two occasions last night when I thought, man, they're going to blow this. They didn't. The first one was the touchdown return on the kickoff after you settled for three instead of a touchdown that should have been. I was like, man, they're going to blow this. And then the fourth and 27. I was like, man, they're going to blow this. You know what happened? The defense answered on the second one. The offense answered on the first one. This is a different squad, man. This is a different squad.
Yeah, even Danielle Hunter said after that fourth and 27 or whatever, he said, we got to flush that play down the toilet and just focus on this play right now.
It's a different Texans defense.
Yeah, I mean, look.
That fourth and 27 could have broke a lot of teams,
it
too.
It would have broken a lot of teams.
It could have broken this team at various different points. And I just – I've seen just enough of the Colonels. I got a mustard seed of hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, according to the Athletics playoff simulator, 35% chance to make the playoffs after that victory last night, right? Like, that's not overwhelming, but there's a chance. And I think that I was interested to see, where is Houston now? If for no other reason, if nothing else, you should be buzzing after an island victory in front of all of the nation. You broke the Thursday night football curse. Like, it had been slop. Mm-hmm. That was the opposite of slop, and that was a victory that you could be proud of.
And you broke Houston Josh Allen's streak. He was 8-0 on Thursday night.
Yes, he was.
He's also 0-4 here at NRG Stadium. That's the beauty. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. We might return to the phones as we continue on a victory football Friday. But speaking of this defense, I mean, with defenses in the National Football League, when they get to an elite level, when they get to a historical level, people give them nicknames. It feels like the defense might be there. So let's prepare that. Question of the day. What is the nickname that you would give this defense, this elite defense for the Houston Texans? 713-572-4610. Let's workshop it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.